From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now had more than 7,700 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's according to new numbers released today by the state's Department of Health. Officials announced two more deaths related to the virus, bringing the state's total to 90. Both were over the age of 60. Utah unveiled the third version of its coronavirus economic recovery plan today. As KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, it focuses on people who are unemployed and minority communities who have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19.
Some of the things included in the economic recovery is going to be retraining some people who were laid off. So that could be getting them short-term certificates, technical education, one-year masters, and fast-tracking infrastructure projects so people in the construction trade can get some more work as well. Some of the things to address the health disparity was first to learn the facts about these disparities and also addressing kind of the immediate needs of these populations. So finding ways to make sure that they follow and know about public safety guidelines, can stay engaged in the economy. Also, you know, building a system to fix some of the systemic disparities.
That's KUER's Sonia Hudson. Utah's transit officials say ridership is going up as the state reopens, with almost 6% more weekday riders last week than the week before. Passenger levels have dropped sharply since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. But in a board meeting today, Lauren Simpson with the state's transit authority said there are still questions about the budget long term.
The plan isn't to immediately put all the service back as it was before, but to watch and respond where needed, where there are reopenings, and while we're learning about the impact financially.
Utah Public Transit is getting close to $220 million through the Federal CARES Act, though UTA says it will be used mostly to subsidize current service rather than fund new projects. In order to help slow the spread of coronavirus, state and local governments have moved public meetings online. In Midvale, about 12 miles south of Salt Lake City, that's meant no live public comment. And as KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, some residents are crying foul.
Lauren Graves is concerned about a proposed development in her neighborhood, and she wanted to let the Planning and Zoning Commission know during their meeting last week. She can't call in or join the virtual meeting, so instead, she sent a message online that a city staffer read aloud.
This is a quick email from Lauren Graves.
Graves says she felt like her written public comment wasn't taken seriously.
It was glossed over. When someone has written something and feels strongly about it, and they read it for themselves how it's meant to be read, it hasn't gone through a chain and been watered down.
City spokesperson Laura Magnus says live public comment on Zoom isn't secure enough.
There have been several incidents where cities have been hacked. We want to make sure that we're providing an opportunity for public comment, while at the same time we don't want inappropriate messages.
Magnus also says she's actually seen more public comments since meetings went virtual because it takes less time to write an email than come to City Hall. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The American Healthcare Association says it would cost $15 million to test every nursing home resident and staff member in the Mountain West for COVID-19. That includes more than $2 million in Utah. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Ideally, the CDC recommends testing all staff and residents of a nursing home if there's a new confirmed case. It also recommends follow-up testing until there are no new cases for 2 weeks straight. The American Healthcare Association is an industry group that represents most nursing homes in the U.S. It based its $15 million estimate on each test costing $150. Prices do vary, though, with some significantly lower. But the group says testing all residents and staff on any kind of regular basis would be prohibitively expensive without more state and federal support. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
A key portion of a Utah bill that aims to reduce the cost of insulin will go into effect on June 1st instead of next year, as originally planned. Part of the bill approved during this year's general session creates a bulk purchasing program that any Utah resident can access, regardless of their insurance plan or if they have coverage at all. Many diabetics have had to ration or forgo insulin because of how expensive it is. An inmate at the Purgatory Correctional Facility in Washington County died on Monday. The 67-year-old man had pre-existing medical conditions that required him to be separated from other inmates and have limited contact with staff. The county sheriff's office says there's little evidence to suggest a connection between his death and COVID-19, as the facility had already implemented strict safety protocols and no inmates there have tested positive for the virus so far. However, the Utah Office of the Medical Examiner will test the body anyway. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.